So we're continuing Torah, Ayin Gimel and Tinyana, which is the Hilam Esugel Tshuva. We began mentioning last week, really only did Akdama to the Torah last week, we read a few lines of the Torah, really did Akdama to the Torah last week. And we mentioned that it's very, very important for a person to understand that generally we think of Tshuva as Maisa. Tshuva is Vidui, Tshuva is Aziv Sachet, Tshuva is Kabbalah La'asid, Tshuva is Harata, a lot of parts that we consider to be part of Tshuva. And generally that's what we say Tshuva is. But we mentioned last week from Reb Nachman over here and from Reb Nosson, we spoke about Richas and Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Hei. That tshuva really begins at the step before that. Tshuva does not begin when I actually do an action. Tshuva does not begin when I even have charata. Tshuva doesn't begin when I have aziv sachet, when I have kabbalah la'asid. The real first step in tshuva, Nasan taught us, and that's really what the Hilma Sugla tshuva is coming to teach us, the first step in tshuva is tefillah. That there's a vikuach that takes place between the Rabban Hashem and Klal Yisrael, kaviyachal, shuva alai v'shuva leichem, ashivenu Hashem aleichem in the shuva. The Rabban Hashem says, you return to me, shuva alai v'shuva leichem. We tell the Rabban Hashem, ashivenu Hashem aleichem, then v'nashuva. Rabban Hashem, you come to us, and then v'nashuva. This is a vikuach that Nassim talks about that takes place. Nassim says, we're not on two sides of the fence. We're both really saying the same thing. The Rabban Hashem is saying, all I want you to do, to be able to be maschal, to be able to make that Pesach, that first Pischli Pesach, Chuta Shemachet, the first step is the Inyan of Tefillah. And Memela, the Avoid of Tehillim Mesugel Tshuva, we'll talk about now, maybe tonight if we have time, we'll talk about why Dafka Tehillim, why Tehillim more than anything, but we'll talk about that the Avoid of Tshuva really begins with a person davening. And a person like Reb Nosson said, that the Ikar Avoid and Tshuva, the Aschala and Tshuva is, that a person has a Tza'aka of Rabban Shalom, Hashivenu Hashem Elecha Venashuva. The cry itself that a person has, the Tza'aka that a person has of Hashivenu Hashem Elecha, that a person says, Rabban Shalom, I want to come back to you, that itself is already the Aschala of Tshuva, and that itself already begins the process. Once a person does that, that's Pesli Pesach Chukuta Shamacha. The Rabban Hashem will open up Kabischa Shal Ulam. That's the beginning of the process. It begins with the Inyan of Tshuva. And it's important for a person to understand that that's really what the Rabban Hashem wants. The Rabban Hashem wants us to do Tshuva. The Rabban Hashem is saying, all I needed to do is just have the Tza'aka, have the Ratzin, have the Kisufim, have the desire to change. The desire alone to change is already going to be able to be Mahapach the whole Inyan, already be able to change everything. But it begins with that Inyan of Tshuva. Begins with the person having that first step, that rutzin, to be able to change things. I mentioned this last week, Rishal showed this, but L'chavr, it's a pashta zach, and I only have this once I learned Torah Ayin Gimel. If you look at Shir HaShirim, which is the ultimate yichud between Klal Yisrael and the Rabban Hashem, the whole song of Shir HaShirim, Kodesh Kedashim is that place of Kodesh Kedashim, the yichud that takes place between the Rabban Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Probably one of the most difficult psukim to read over there in Shir HaShirim is when the Doidi comes to knock on the door, when the lover, so to speak, the Rabban Shalom, the Mashal, the man in the Mashal, comes and knocks on the door of the Isha, and it's called Doidi Deifik, that's the part of the Pasuk we know, called Doidi, Ani Yashena V'Libi Er, Ani Yashena, that the Kala, which is Klal Yisrael, is sleeping, the Libi Er, the Lev is still alive, called Doidi Deifik, so the Doidi comes along, the Doidi knocks on the door, and says, Pischali, open up the door, Achayse Reyasi, open up the door. And the Doidi is standing, Kaviyach, the Rabban Hashem standing on one side of the door, begging Klal Yisrael, who's Ani Yashena, which the Medrash Taich says Ani Yashena means in Averis, that Klal Yisrael is not Averis, Klal Yisrael is Ani, Medrash says Ani Yashena is Becheta Egel, right? So Ani Yashena, Klal Yisrael sleeping because of the Averis that they've done, and the Rabban Hashem is knocking on the door. Call Doidi, Doifik, Pischali, the Rabban Hashem is knocking on the door to open up. What happens? The next pasuk says, Peshatati, Esketanti, Echechal Bashanu. I already have taken off my clothing. How can I put them back on? Rachatzti Esragli, Echat Atnafein. I've already washed my feet. How am I going to go ahead and get them dirty again? The Kala, which is Kala Yisrael, Kaviyochel says, I'm in the bed. For me to get out of bed and to put my clothing on, to put my shoes back on, to be able to go open the door for the Doidi, the Kala says, I can't do it. And finally, the Kala gets up. Kamti ani liftoyach l'doidi. Finally, the Kala gets up and says, I'm going to open up the door. Besachti ani l'doidi. I open up the door for the doidi. V'doidi chamak over. And my doidi, my lover, the Rabban Hashem Kaviyachal, has already left. Nafshi yatsa b'diburi b'kash seyu. V'loy mitzaseyu. K'rasa v'loy anenu. I called out to him. I'm looking for him. I can't find him. And the doidi, Klal Yisrael, is now on the search of trying to find the Kala. Right? Imtinsu as a hava. Pasha to look for the Rabban Hashem. That's probably, you know, when a person reads this, it's supposed to read Shir HaShirim Dafka every Erev Shabbos, and a person reads this, you realize that the give and take that's taking place, that Klal Yisrael is Kaviyachal lying in bed, the Rabban Hashem is knocking on the door, Kol Doidi Doifik Pischali. The Rabban Hashem is saying, knock on the door, and like the Medrash says, Pischali Pesach Chuta Shemacha. The Rabban Hashem is saying, open the door a crack, and then I'll open the rest of the door. Just open the door, mamash a crack, to show that you're interested. And Klal Yisrael doesn't get up in time. By the time Klal Yisrael gets out of bed, it's too late. The Doidi has already left. And now Klal Yisrael is in this constant search, running after the Doidi, running after the Rabban Shalom to try to regain the relationship. So you know, I was just thinking, Mamash, last week, after we learned this Torah, that what can Klal Yisrael do? So on the one hand, the Rabban Hashem says, Pisli Pesach, Chut Yishamachat. The Rabban Hashem says, open the door. But there's another Eitzah also, that Rabban Hashem is really telling us about, is that let's say you're not shy to open up the door a little bit. Let's say he's holding before the place of even opening the door a little bit. The Rabban Hashem says, Kol Doidi Doifik Piskali. The Doidi, the Rabban Hashem is knocking on the door and he says, open the door. And all you have to open the door is a crack. But our yin that are not holding, but opening up the door, crack. And the yishen of alibi erim means that this yin, who we're talking about in Tirushim, which is Klal Yisrael after they've done averus, is not even holding, but opening up the door, crack. And in there's a chashash that what happened in Tirushim is going to happen again. That the Rabban Shalom is standing on the other side of the door, is continuously knocking. Nobody's answering the door. Rabban Shalom leaves. So what does the yid do when a yid's not capable of opening the door, crack? And I think the Eitzah is from Amish right over here. Rav Nosson and Rav Nachman are giving us the Eitzah that if you're not shaykh to get out of bed, to open up the door a crack, there's another way to be able to fix the problem. If somebody's knocking on your door and you're standing upstairs and you can't right now come down to open the door, what do you do when you want to let the person know not to leave the door? You scream down from upstairs, I'm here, I'm coming. Give me 2 minutes and I'm coming to the door. And when you scream out, I'm coming, then that person knows that, okay, the person's going to come to the door in a few minutes. They're not yet able to come to the door and now they're going to come to the door. When the person standing on the other side of the door knows that someone's going to come open the door, then they don't leave the door. Because they know that someone's going to come open the door. What Nassan's telling us is if you're lying in bed, I'm lying in bed, kol doidi doifi piskali. The Rosh Hashanah's knocking on the door, and all the Rosh Hashanah wants is piskali pesach kakuta shamacha. But even that is not shaykh. I can't get out of bed even to make the first crack. Nassan's saying, so don't do that. So don't even open up a crack if you're not shaykh to that. But you have the kaych of tza'aka. Scream out from within the bed, without the clothing on, without the shoes on, when you're in your pajamas, scream out from in bed, Rabban Hashem Hashivenu Hashem Elecha V'Neshuva. And then Mela, once a year does that, then the Mashem opens the door the whole way. You don't have to then go get out of bed even. The Mashem opens the door and the Mashem will slap you out of bed. But even if you're in that place where you can't even get up, the Mamash even make that Pesach, Kibischa Shamacha, I'm not saying, so do the step before that, which is the Ikar of Tshuva, which is the Tza'aka. That when a Yid is able to understand that Tehillim is Mesugal of Tshuva, because part of Tshuva, and the Haschala of Tshuva, and the Ikar of Tshuva, is the avoid of davening, the avoid of the tza'aka, the avoid of the desire to change, that a yid screams out, that I want to change, then a yid says, okay, I can't get out of bed, but I can scream that I want to get out of bed. I can scream, Rabbanishim, I'm coming. I'm not holding there yet, but I'm coming. Right? The Gemara in Kedushin, when it talks about the sugya of kibud va'eim, says about one of the tanam, I don't remember who it was, that as he was, anytime his mother would call him for anything, the whole time as he was running to his mother, he would say, Aniba, Aniba, I'm coming. The whole time he would let her know that he's coming. Why? It's kibud va'eim. He wanted to let her know that she shouldn't wait a second thinking that he's busy with something and he's not coming. A yid has to do the zelba zach by the Rabban Shalom. Even if I'm not capable of running to the Rabban Shalom, I can't open the door as soon as kol doidi deifik. I hear the knocking on the door, but I can't get out of bed. Right, like in Shira Shirma, Pasha, I can't get out of bed. It's too difficult. I'm so sunk in my Averis that I can't just get out of bed and just open the door. It doesn't work. So Zakhtar Nassan says another Eitzah, Tza'aka, that if a Yid screams out and a Yid is a Tza'aka, Yid calls out to Rabban Shalom, that's already enough that the Rabban Shalom, the Doidi doesn't leave, and you don't have to deal with this running after the Doidi after you open the door and Chalil the Rabban Shalom is not there anymore. This is the Eitzah that Rabban Shalom is giving us. This, again, we'll see how it connects Dafka to Tehillim, but this is the Eitzah that a person has when it comes to Tshuva. Tshuva is Karav Elecha Darv Ma'oid, Beficha. Again, like we said last week, it's Beficha, begins with Beficha. Then it gets Bevavcha, then it gets La'Saisa. The Ikar Zach is, begin, Ki Karav Elecha Darv Ma'oid, Beficha. It's very close if you begin with Beficha. If you begin with the Indian of the Peh, the Kichu Imachem Devarim, like the Medrash said that we saw last week from Rav Nosson, the Baruch Hashem only wants Devarim. Kichu Imachem Devarim V'Shuvu El Hashem. All the Baruch Hashem wants is speak. Tell the Baruch Hashem, I want to change. I want to return. I don't want to be the same way. I don't want to deal with the same challenges every single year. I want to change my life. I want to be a better person. I want to be closer to you. I want to daven better. I want to learn better. I want to be more of a kushet to in a real way. That itself is the ikar of tshuva, and that's the hell of a sugal of tshuva. A person utilizes the kayach of tefillah. A person utilizes and understands that that's what tshuva is, then a male person is able to then be able to get to the place of proper tshuva. I just saw this a piece of Kiddush Levi, Mamash today, where the Kiddush Levi says, and it's also a chelik of what we're discussing right now, that it's crucial that a person understands that the Rabban Hashem is rotzen is for you to do tshuva. Right? Often we think that there's a vikuach that takes place, like Rav Nosson saying, between us and the Rabban Hashem. We're sitting on one side of the bench, and the Rabban Hashem is on the other side of the bench. The Rabban Hashem is the judge, so to speak, and we're the one being prosecuted. We're the person who there's a prosecution against, and we have to go ahead and we have to figure out how we're going to get the Rabban Hashem, so to speak, to be maskim to give us a good year. It's important, this is what Kiddush Levi speaks out in the first piece in the Tzavim, it's important that a Yid understands that the Ratzon of Hashem is to do Taif. The Rosh Hashanah of Hashem is that we should do Toiv and He should give us Toiv. The Rosh Hashanah of Hashem is that it should be Mashpia Toiv. The Rosh Hashanah wants us every year to be able to do Tshuva Shleima. The Rosh Hashanah's Ratzon is for that to happen. If a person understands that that's really ultimately Ratzon Hashem, the Ratzon Hashem is that you do a Tshuva Shleima. Ratzon Hashem is that you have only Toiv in your life. Toiv and Nir Vanigla. Be able to have visible, real good. Be able to see that the whole process becomes much easier. If I think that I have to do the Avodah of Tshuva and I'm trying to, so to speak, twist the Rabbanu Shalom to then change everything He was going to give me to change to something else, then Tshuva is a very difficult thing. It's not Karvei Lecha Dov Ma'oid. But when I understand that what Ratzon Hashem is that I do Tshuva Shleima. Ratzon Hashem is that I get Toiv this year. Ratzon Hashem is that I should get a Shana Toiv Umesuka. That's the ultimate Ratzon of Hashem. So the whole process becomes much easier. Right? He says, Paul de Gazach, he says that the Pasuk says it's a Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov. Yeah, it's a Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov. What does it mean, a Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov? So simple taich is that it's a Mishpat, the day of Rosh Hashanah is a Mishpat to the Rabbanu Shalom, which means the Rabbanu Shalom is giving a judgment on what the world's going to be. Zakti Ketush Levi is another way to view it. Mishpat L'Lekei Yaakov means it's a Mishpat. And is the Ratzon of Hashem going to be Mekoyim this year or not? What's Ratzon Hashem? The Chinese Baruch La'itiv. Hashem wants to be Meitiv. It's a Mishpah L'Lekei Yaakov. There's a Mishpah taking place, not about us. The Mishpah is taking place about the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? We know the Zera Kaddish says, right? It's very, very stark of the Chinese. Zera Kaddish writes against a person asking for any of their own bakashas from Rosh Hashanah. The Zera Kaddish says that a person who asks for his own bakashas from Rosh Hashanah is like a dog barking, hav, hav, give me, give me. And it's all about themselves. The Zera Kaddish says, Avada, the Ikra Avada Rosh Hashanah is Malaycha Kala Elam Kula Bechvedecha. The Ikra Avada is not us. The Ikra Avada is focused in the Rabbanu Shalom. And it's very, you'll be very, very hard pressed to find a place in davening, in Rosh Hashanah davening, where we talk about our own bakashas. Right? Everybody gets very, very sorry about Nisana Taikif, and Nisana Taikif, you know, we're talking about Kedushayim. It's just talking about what's happening. It's talking about the Metzias of what's happening. Tshuva Tfilah Tzedakah, Avirinus Renek Zera. It's about the Metzias of what's happening. The din that's happening. About there's a pacha that happens, but that's one chelik of it, and that wasn't part of the original, right? If you read, I'm sure most of you have read the article on the bottom of the whole maisa that came, how Nisana Taikif got put into davening. It wasn't part of the original davening, right? The original davening, the main text of davening, the crux of davening that we say in Shemana Esrei, Melecha Kol Ha'olam Kula Bechvedecha, Tein Kavoy, Tein Pachtecha. It's all about the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Zera Kaddish says a person can't ask for his own bakashas when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Zakti Kedushas Levi, that's only if you're asking for your own bakashas because you want things. But if I'm saying Rabbanu Shalom, it's not that I want good. Rabbanu Shalom, you want to give me good. Not because of what I need, because I know that your Ritzani is Baruch is Lahetiv. So Rabbanu Shem, I'm not davening for my own Tzrachim because I need things. Rabbanu Shem, I'm davening that you should give me good because you want to give me good. So Zakti Kedush Levi, that's a possible way to daven. If the whole focus of davening, it's a difficult thing to do. You have to make sure that you really call Kulei Batal to Hashem. But if the whole reason that I'm asking for a good year is not for myself, when I say Shana Tov Masukah, it's not because I want a good year, it's because Rabbanu Shem, I know that you want to give me a good year. Your greatest Ratzin, your greatest nachas, is whenever Yidin Klai Yisrael has everything they need. Saiba Ruchnis and Saiba Gashmis. Every year is moli with Taif. That's what the Rabbanu Shem's Ratzin is. So when you're davening in that way, Zakhti Gutu Shlevi, it's not about you. Now you're davening to the Rabbanu Shem. Now the Ikra focus is on the Rabbanu Shem. So when a Yid realizes that that's what Tshuva is, so there's no battle between you and Hashem. Like I'm not saying it's not a vikuach. The Mashem is not battling you that you want one thing and the Mashem wants another thing. And if you do tshuva, then the Mashem says, okay, maybe I'll change my mind. The Mashem wants a yid to do tshuva. So Mashem's greatest ratzin. And all a yid needs to do is a yid needs to daven. Mashem, please help me. Give me the siyata d'shmaya that I should do tshuva. Because whatever I'm going to do, I can only do with your kayach. Right? The Yetzirah, like Chazal said, the Yetzirah gets stronger and stronger every day of a person's life. And Mavakadosh Baruch Hu Israel, if the Mashem wouldn't help us, it's impossible to do it. We say, Mashem, we question need help. We know that we want to do tshuva. We know you want us to do tshuva. So Rabbanu Shalom, help us along in the process. And by davening and saying to Rabbanu Shalom, Rabbanu Shalom, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'neshuva, Rabbanu Shalom, give us the siyata d'shmaya. Give us the help that's necessary. Don't stop knocking on the door. Kol doidi doifek. That even if we don't answer right away, but we want to answer, we're trying to answer, and it's maybe shmatzak yiseinu yedea ta'alumis. The Rabbanu Shalom, who knows ta'alumis, the ta'alumis slave of every yid, wants to be'etzem do ta'iv. That a yid wants to be'etzem, you know, get back to Rabbanu Shalom. So that itself is the first step that Rav Nosson tells us, the avodah of tshuva. That's, again, a little bit what we spoke about last week, but it's such an important zech to chazor over again and again. Tshuva is korve lecha dorva ma'oid v'ficha. It's all in the mouth. And a person utilizes the kayach of the peh, the kayach of tefillah, the kayach of tehillim, the kayach of zbaididus, and a person talks to the Rabbanu Shalom, tshuva becomes the easiest thing because it's what we want, it's what the Rabbanu Shalom wants, and mamela, it's the metzias of what the Rabbanu Shalom wants, the metzias of what we want, and all we need to do is go ahead and be magala. And the best way to be magala anything is with the peh. The more a person speaks it out, amantike adabra, the more a person speaks something out, the more it becomes a reality. Speak it out again and again and again. When a person says slichas, when a person davens, when a person's involved in avodah or shoshana yom kippur, the ikra avodah is focus on the words, focus on what you're saying. When a person takes the time to be able to say it properly, it has a real effect on a person. A person says the word slowly, a person says the words of meaning, a person says avinu malkeinu, slow. slow. There's no rush. Right, let's say the chazan, there's no rush. Say things slowly, say things at your own pace, and do it properly. And a person just recognizes that's the ikar of tshuva. It's pasha to recognize what my retinas are and to bring them out. To be able to bring them out papayo by speaking them out, that itself already creates a reality. Rav Nachman says when my retinas become down to the place of dibur, that creates the reality. And mamela, once I do that, once I speak it out, once I recognize that that's what I want, then karav elecha dover ma'oid, beficha b'vav chalasei. So mamela, that's what we're saying. Misha writes a liskeis l'tshuva. Person wants to be zeicha to do tshuva, you ruga by miris tehillim. Has to be ruga by miris tehillim, ke miris tehillim is sugal l'tshuva. A school of to do tshuva is that miris tehillim. So let's read a little bit more inside. We began a drop last week. Let's read a little more of the Torah inside. We're in Tinyana, Torah Ayin Gimel. We'll read a little bit and try to understand it. Kefiya Asagaseinu. It's not, like I mentioned, it's not a very long Torah. We'll see. This week, next week, we'll try to finish it by the end of El, maybe the end of Tishrei. We'll try to finish it in the next few weeks. He says like this. Ki yesh nun shari tshuva. There's 50 gates of tshuva. 50 gates of tshuva. Umem tesha arim yachal kol adam likanez behem ulasigam. There's 49 levels of tshuva that every yid is capable of going into, be machnas himself into, and lasigam, and to be masik those in the name of tshuva. Ach shara chamishim, the 50th gate of tshuva, who bechinas tshuva shal Hashem Yisbarach atzmei kaviyachol, ki gam etzla Yisbarach mechinam bechinas tshuva. Zoktim Nachman, there's 49 gates of tshuva, there's 50 gates of tshuva. 49 gates are gates that a person's capable of doing on their own. The 50th gate, the shar nun, that's not shaykh for a yid to do, that's the tshuva of the Rabban Hashem. Kamei shekasav, tshuva elai, v'ashuva aleichem. The Rabban Hashem says, tshuva elai, you return to me, which means the first 49 dargos of tshuva, v'ashuva aleichem. Once Klal Yisrael does the first 49 dargos of tshuva, memela v'ashuva aleichem. The Rabban Hashem does the 50th darga of tshuva, the Rabban Hashem then does v'ashuva aleichem. Very, very similar. Obviously, Rav Nachman's going to mean this a little bit later. Very similar to what we find by Sefer Seimer. Right? The Rabban Hashem says what? Tisbru chamishim yayim. Count 50 days. We don't count 50 days, right? We count 49 days. The last day of Sefer Seimer is day 49. There's no counting of 50 days. Yet the Rabban Hashem says, Tisperu chamishim yayim. Count 50 days. What happens? A yid counts 49 days. The 50th day, that's the day that the Rabban Hashem counts. That's not a day that a yid counts. That's the day that's counted, so to speak, by the Rabban Hashem. You have to put it in the 49 days, the 49 madrigas of tshuva, the 49 madrigas of coming towards Kabbalah Satayra, which is the Memches Kinyanim, plus another day, Memches Kinyanim that a person puts in, which is Memches days that a person puts in. A person puts in that Avoida, and the Memela, then the Rabban Hashem does the 50th Madrega, which is Shavuos. That's the Rabban Hashem's Geshef, the Rabban Hashem Vayerah Shema Har Sinai. Once you put in the first 49 days, the Rabban Hashem does the 50th Shar. Nachman's saying the same thing happens when it comes to Tshuva. This 49 Sharm of Tshuva, the 50th Shar is done by the Rabban Hashem. So let's understand a little bit what it means that this 50 Sharm of Tshuva, what it means that this 50 Sharm of Tshuva, we can only do 49. And the 50th Madrega, the Rabban Hashem does. What does it mean that the Yesh Tshuva Eitzel Hashem Yisbarach? A very odd thing we mentioned last time that we find by Rosh Chodesh. The Rabban Hashem says Kaviyachal. There needs to be a korban brought for the head of the Rabban Hashem Kaviyachal. This is saying Gemara because the Rabban Hashem did an avera, so to speak, when the Rabban Hashem was mamayit lavana. And every month, is so to speak, a kapara that happens for the Rabban Shalom. The Rabban Hashem needs to be involved in that avodah of tshuva. In order to be mechaper on the chet, so to speak, of kaviyachal that the Rabban Hashem did when the Rabban Hashem was ma'at lavada. So clearly, you see, there's a concept of tshuva and va'id. We know we find the chazal that if Klal Yisrael is involved in something, Klal Yisrael does a mitzvah. The Rabban Hashem parallels a mitzvah as well. And the Gemara Bracha says about tefillin. We find in many, many places in chazal that any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael is involved in, kaviyachal the Rabban Hashem does as well. So if the mitzvah of tshuva is not just a bidyavid, when we understand that tshuva is kadma lo'olam, tshuva is part of the fabric of creation. So memela, the same way there's a mitzvah for us to do tshuva, ki karav elecha dov ma'oid beficha b'vav chalasei. So to speak, by the Rabban Hashem also. Kaviyachal, the Rabban Hashem also has to be involved in that Indian of tshuva, which is the Indian of the Sharnun. What does it mean that there's Memtesh Sha'arim? What does it mean there's Nun Sha'arim of tshuva? 49 of them are able to be Masig, and the 50th are not able to be Masig. So if you look at the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, which is punkte in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, but it's not punkte, obviously, connected to Rosh Hashanah, more over there says, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Nun Sha'arim Bina Nivra Ba'ilam, it's 50 Sha'arim of Bina, which are created in the world. V'kula nitnu l'moisha, chasar echad. 49 of the Sha'arim of Bina. Bina is the place of understanding. To be maven davar mitoich davar. 49 of those madrigas were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Chasar achas. Not the 50th. Shenemar. Tachsireyu ma'at melekim. That Moshe Rabbeinu is tachsireyu. Moshe Rabbeinu had a chisorin ma'at melekim. Bikash kehalas lim tzedav. Lim tzedivir chayfetz. Bikash kehalas liyas kamoshe. Yatsa baska v'armaloi. Because of Yoshe davar emes. V'leikam navi oid b'yisrael kamoshe. So kehalas. Shleim ha-melech. They wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe told him, "Lakam Navi Oyd Bisol Kamoisha." No Navi is going to be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. But clearly, you see that there's a concept of 50 Sha'arim of Bina, and also you find the same thing. 49 of them, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be Masig. The 50th, he couldn't be Masig. So, what are these 49 levels of Bina? What are these 50 levels of Bina that are there, and 49 he could be Masig? So, we know from this farm, again, we'll try to talk it very pasha on a way that Shaykh to to every one of us in a way that Chaykhtit, for us to understand the Svira of Bina. We know in the Svira that the Rav Hashem created the world with, the Rav Hashem runs the world with, is Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, is Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Chayit, Yisoid, and Malchus. The Svira of Bina is connected with the Olam of Tshuva. First of all, the Svira of Bina is counting from bottom up, from Malchus up, it's the 8th Svira. If you're counting up, if you don't count Das, if you count Keser, it's the 8th Svira coming from the bottom. Eight is always an Indian, which is the Malam Eder Chateva. The whole Avoida of Tshuva is something which is Malam Eder Chateva. Tshuva doesn't come to the place of Teva, right? Teva can't understand the world of Tshuva. Because if you do Tshuva once, it's understandable, maybe Alpi Derech Hateva, that a Chayach to be able to be Mechaper on yourself. Twice, three times, by the time you get to 100 times, 1,000 times, that a person does Tshuva, we do this every day, Slach Lanu Vini Kechatanu, it doesn't work within the world of Teva, it doesn't work within the world of Teva. Like Yushalmi, the Medrash very famously, right, the Baruch Hashem asked, you know, Teiro, what's going to be with a person who did an Avera, and the Baruch Hashem asked, Chachma, what should be with the person who did an Avera, on the Baruch Hashem is able to be Megale, this side of Tshuva. So Tshuva is something which is from the Olam Hashmini, it's something which is from the Ein Olam Haba, it's something which is not connected Bechal to this world. That's why, like we mentioned before, Chazal say that Tshuva is Kadma Olam. Tshuva came before the creation of the world, because Tshuva is Be'etzem something which is from the Olam Hashmini. The world is created in 7 days. Hashem created the world in 6 days, and the seventh day he rested. There's a 7-day process. Tshuva is from that world of Bina, which is something which is Lamala Mederech HaTeva. So the world of Bina, which is the eighth Svira, counting from Abanim, is the Svira which is connected to Tshuva. Va'oid, the Pasuk says, sorry, Levavi, Ulevavi, Yavin, Veshav, Verapalai, Pasakin, Shayo, Ulevavi, Ulevavi, Yavin, with your lave, you're able to have the Indian of Bina, Veshav, and I do Tshuva, Verapalai, which all the Svarim talk about is the Indian of the idea of Tshuva. The Tshuva is connected to Ulevavi, Yavin, right? The place of Chachma isn't the place of the Mayach, right? The place of Chachma, you know, resides in the Indian of the Mayach. The place of Bina is in the place of the Leif. And Levava Yavin Veshavarapale. When a person has Bina, he's able to be, like Rashi says, Bina is Meivin Davar Mitech Davar. Right? I'm able to separate one thing from the other, which is what the process of Tshuva is. Tshuva is to be Mavar Teifim Ra. So the Avoida of Tshuva is connected to the world of Bina. Ulevava Yavin Veshav. When your Leif is able to be Meivin, when you're able to be Meivin Davar Mitech Davar, when you're able to separate your life, the Avoida of Birurim, right? Nachman writes that part of the Avoida of Tshuva, Nachman writes in part of Avoida Hashem, is that a person should learn Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because learning Shulchan Aruch is that avoid of being maven davar mitarech davar. When a person learns Shulchan Aruch, it's a great part of tshuva. Nachman says not just because that I'll know what to do, so I won't mess up again. Because the whole avoid of learning halacha is avoid which is called avoid sabirur. It's avoid of separating A from B, sifting out what's right from what's wrong. That's the ikar part of tshuva. Is I'm able to figure out in my own life what are the things that are toiv, what are the things that are ra. So ulavav yavin, when my lev is able to be maven, which means I'm able to be maven davar mitarech davar, I'm able to separate toiv from ra. That's the Indian of Tshuva. That's where a person is able to do proper avoida of Tshuva, and a person is able to do the proper Tshuva when it comes to ulavavai shav, yavin v'shav. When a person is able to have that Indian of Bina, the Mameli is able to have that Indian of Shav. This is what the Shavu Ori talks about. This Barichas, I'm going to read this whole Lashon now. Talks about this Barichas that this sphere is called the Indian of Tshuva, and he explains exactly why. I'm not going to go into it now. Exactly why it's called, what's connected to the Indian of Tshuva, but this avoid of the Indian of Nun Shari Bina, which the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is telling us about. Rav Shmuel Chadam Nun Shari Bina Divra Ba'olam Kunin Nitten Lomaisha Chasamei Achas. That avoid of the Nun Shari Bina is connected to the Nun Shari Tshuva. So this that Rav Nachman saying this Nun Shari Tshuva is connected obviously to this Indian of Nun Shari Bina, which is connected to Nun Shari Tshuva. Now when it comes to the Nun Sharim, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu was only able to be masig 49 of them, right? And that's like we said, the process of Sfiris HaEmer is you be masig 49, the 50th level you can't do. Why? Because as we mentioned, the 7 lower Sfiris, which is what our avoida is during Sfiris HaEmer, each one of them could be times by 7, right? You have Chesed Shebe Chesed, Chesed Shebe Gvura, Chesed Shebe Tferes, right? Every one of them is mixed with the other ones. Every one of them is a combination of it with another one of them. All those 7 Sfiris times another 7 Sfiris, so that avoida of Tikkun Amidus, which takes place during Sfiris HaEmer, and which takes place during Tshuva, is maximum 49. 7 times 7 is 49. That avoida of Tshuva, the 50th level, that level of the Shlemus of Tshuva, that's the level that comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. That's after a person gets to the Memtesh Arim. That gets to the place of the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the Iker Avoida of the Rabbanu Shalom. What happens in Shar Nun, where the Rabbanu Shalom does the Inin of Tshuva. And that's the Avoida. That a person is 49 Sha'arim. 49 Sha'arim is Shaykh to be Masig. That's the Avoida of Tikkun Amidus I can do. The 50th gate, that's the gate of the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the Tshuva Shalem that a person is able to be Zeichet to. And that's something which is the Malam Eder Chateva. It comes from the Olam Hashmini. That's why this farm writes that the Svira of Bina is connected as well to the Inin of Yevil. Shmuz for another time, it's an Arichas. But the Svira of Yevil is connected to the Inin of Bina. Why? Because what is Yevil? Yevil means that no matter how deep a Yid is stuck, in a place where a yid was already sold, not just for an eved for 6 years. The yid was sold b'shvi yatzei chafshi. He's supposed to go out for free in the seventh year. And he says, "Ahaftias adoni ves ishti. I like staying here. I'm happy to stay in this place of avdos." And the yid become, you know, gets his ear drilled, and he has to stay in. Stay as an eved la'olam. La'olam is a chazal, doesn't mean la'olam. It means till the time of Yovel. At Yovel, you're able to go back to your source. Why? Because Yovel is the 50th shar. Yovel is the shar nun. In the memta sha'arim, I can mess up in the place of midas. Once a person gets to that shar nun is the place in which everything's able to be perfected. Everything's able to come back to where it is. All the sadehs go back to where they're supposed to go to. The sadeh goes back to the achuza. All the people go back to where they're supposed to go to. The inyan of shar nun is the shlemus of the inyan of tshuva that's able to come back from the Rabbanu Shem. So there's memta sha'arim, that's our beginning of the process. That's the memta sha'arim, the 49 levels of the 7x7 that we have to be involved. Then the 50th Madrega is that Madrega of Tshuva Shlema that the Rabbanu Shem is able to give us, is that level of Tshuva, which is the Shlemus of the Inyan of Tshuva. That's, again, a little bit what he means, that there's a Tikkun HaMidas that comes Mitzidenu, and that's Avada Shayach to us. The level of the Shar Nun, which Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to be Masig, is only a gift from the Rabbanu Shem. That's the Matana that the Rabbanu Shem gives us, the Matana called Tshuva, and that's the Matana which we get, which is the Inyan of Shar Nun. After a person went ahead and was Mesak in the 49 levels, then he is able to get to the Shar Nun. But could be Rav Nachman saying something else, and it's a little bit tief, but maybe Ba'ifan Efsher, maybe there's Rav Nachman saying as well, what does it mean that there's 49 levels of tshuva? But he doesn't say the Rav Nachman gives you the 50th level of tshuva. Nachman says, what happens in the 50th level? It's the tshuva shel Hashem Yisbarach La'atzma. It's the tshuva of the Rabbanu Shalom. So if Rav Nachman meant what we just said right now, which is Lachar, I think what we would say the Pasha says, you do 49 levels, the Rabbanu Shalom is mashal on the 50th level. You wouldn't say the Rabbanu Shalom does tshuva. Okay, you have to do 49 levels, the Rabbanu Shalom finishes up. It sounds like from Rav Nachman's Lashon over here in Tera Ayin Gimel that when you go ahead and you get that to be the Shar Chamishim, B'chinish HaTshuva, Shar Hashem Yisbarach Ba'atzma. It's that level that the Rabbanu Shalom himself is involved in tshuva. So what does it mean that the Rabbanu Shalom is involved in tshuva? How does Hashem do tshuva? Right? Hashem Khalil doesn't do anything wrong. What does it mean that the Rabbanu Shalom does tshuva? And you find this in a few other places. I mentioned before, you find it in Tera Yud. Nachman says, "B'chol Rish Chodesh Atshuva Yirish Chodesh, Ki B'Rish Chodesh Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Rish Chodesh, the Rabbanu Shalom says, "Aviu Alai Kapara, bring for me a kapara." Nachman says over there in Torah Yud, based on Chazal, that every Rish Chodesh, the Rabbanu Shem Kaviyachol does tshuva via like kapara. Rabbanu says, bring for me a kapara. And Chaim Aran, Nachman writes a much stronger lashon, a very, very, very powerful lashon, and very difficult to understand. We'll try to be masbered a little bit. Nachman writes at the end of Mamash Kamat, the end of Chaim Aran, Nachman writes a pel de gazach. Nachman writes, there was somebody who was Makurv to Rav Pinchas Karitzer, and he came to the Rebbe, he came to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Tell me over something from Rav Pinchas Karitzer." It was an Eidim by somebody who was Makurv to Rav Pinchas Karitzer, and he's Baruch Pinchas Karitzer. He said, "Tell me something over that you heard from Pinchas Karitzer." So he told over the Rebbe, he told over to Rav Nachman, he said that Rav Pinchas Karitzer said the following thing. When we say Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu, we say it on Lashon Rabbim. The Pashtus is, Arizal writes, the reason why we say it Lashon Rabbim is because we're not only doing Kapara for ourselves, we're doing Kapara for Gans Klal Yisrael. Even if I haven't done that, Al-Chayt. And it's not my Al-Chayt, but it's Al-Chayt that we all did it. Shechatanu Lifanecha. Shechatanu Lashon Rabbim. That we recognize that Klal Yisrael is one big Kaimish Lema. Klal Yisrael is not individuals. And Mamela, when I understand that I'm part of the process, that and everybody else is part of my process, so Mamela, I have to do tshuva, not just myself, but I have to do tshuva for the whole world. Ashamnu, Bagadnu, we're davening for ourselves, and we're davening for other people. Zok to Pinchas Karitzer, and Rav Nachman was maskim to this, Rav Nachman said the same thing. Nachman said that anu ayinu mashamnu bagadnu gezalnu loshen rabim kitzricha lemashamti. We should say ashamti. I did an aver, not ashamnu. Rak anu ayinu kaviyacha b'loshen tainu l'Hashem yisbaruch ashamnu. We say Rabbanu Shem, we were both involved in the avera. Im shaloi nasan loyakayich v'shus loyin olchein l'chitaya. If you would have not given us permission and the koyach to be able to do the avera, we would have never done the avera. So Rabbanu Shem, it's not our avera. We're not the only ones that are responsible. Rabbanu Shem, it's ashamnu. We did the avera. Amil achet shechatan olafenachet. We both have to do tshuva kaviyachol. Pel de gazach. Hashem knew his lashon rabim because it's us and the Rabbanu Shem were kilo the ones that did the avera. And Rav Nachman said when he heard Rav Pinchas Karitzer, he was maskim and he said, I said the same for. What does it mean that we're doing tshuva together with the Rabbanu Shem because you both did the avera? Yeah, bechira, you did the avera. There's no makim to bechal to say that we went ahead and we did the avera because of the Rabbanu Shem. Again, obviously, of course, the Rabbanu Shem gives us the kayach, right? The beginning of Tamid Devera, many people have the minute to learn Tamid Devera during Chedesh El. He talks about how every move that a person makes, even at the time that a person is being moved by Malchus, the Rabbanu Shem is giving you the ability to be able to be moved by Malchus by giving you the kayach to move your hand. And but it's the biggest chiddush of the Baruch Hashem, the biggest rachmanis of Hashem, is that at the moment that kaviyachli you're slapping him in his face, he's giving you the hand and the ability to move the hand to slap him in the face. Obviously, that's true. But to say that Hashamnu means that we and the Rabbanu Shalom went ahead and did the avera together. What does that mean, Bechal? So it could be what it means is like this: that the whole inyan of the Shar Nun Shar Nun represents a place which it's not Shaykh. Shar Nun and Tumah. We'll talk about Shar Nun and Tumah for a second. Shar Nun and Tumah represents a place which is mamash, it's the bottom. It's the bottom, right? Haman, we know that Haman wanted, what Haman wanted to do, shit in all this farm, Maral writes this, Barichas, what Haman wanted to do is Haman wanted to be Yoyrit Klal Yisrael down to the place of Shar Nun, right? Haman made it Eitz Kavaya, Chamishim Am. Why Dafke Chamishim Amma? Because he wanted to take Klal Yisrael and be Mashpel Klal Yisrael down to the place of the Shar Nun. Because he knows that Memtashari Tumah, Klal Yisrael can get out of. Loyachilis Mameh, if Klal Yisrael falls to Shar Nun, Klal Yisrael is not going to be able to get out. And Mimela, what Haman wanted to do was be Mashpel Klal Yisrael down to the place of Shar Nun. He made it Eitz Kavaya Chamishim Amma. Maral writes that that's why Haman's name is Hey Mem Nun. Hey Mem is Gematria Adam. Ma is Gematria Adam. Nun is the Indian of the Shar Nun of Tumah. What Haman wanted to do was take Klal Yisrael, which is the Indian of Adam, Atem Kriyam Adam, take Klal Yisrael, which is called Adam, and schlep them down to the place of Shar Nun. Right? Everyone's name represents their mission in this world. Haman's mission, unfortunately, was the mission of schlepping Klal Yisrael down to Shar Nun. That's what Haman wanted to do, which schlep Klal Yisrael down to the Indian of Shar Nun. Shar Nun represents the place of Tumah, that place which is all the way down on the bottom, which is a place which is Bama Shal Tachlis, the ultimate Shal Tachlis. Kaviyachal, like, Pasha can't get out of there, at least B'shas Mitzrayim, had Klal Yisrael fallen to the Shar Nun, would have never been able to get out. In the place of Kedusha, it also represents something that's much higher than us, which means the same way the Shar Nun of Tumah means something that's beyond, it's something that's beyond us. It's something that goes past that world of Bechira, that once you get schlepped there, you can't really get out of there in a possible way to be able to get out of. The Shar Nun of Kedusha represents something that's higher than us also. Like we said, the Mem Tesh Arim that we have Shaychas to. That's Zion times Zion. That's 7 times 7. That's the thing that we have within the world of Teva. The Shar Nun represents that chelik which is way above us. Which means there's a chelik inside of every Yid. Even at the moment that a Yid is going ahead and doing an Avera, that a Yid's able to be Megala, that really the Rabban Shem is here right now with me, and the Rabban Shem's Kilu Kaviyachal involved with me as I'm doing the Avera. Right, the Chelik of Baal Shem Tov taught us that the word Chet is Ches Tes Aleph, and the Aleph, which is a silent Aleph, represents the Rabbanu Shel Olam, because Alufu Shel Olam is there with the person as a person's involved in doing the Aver. The Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't leave you for a moment. It's, you know, the worst thing is when a person thinks that the Rabbanu Shel Olam leaves you because you've done an Aver. The Rabbanu Shel Olam does not leave you for a moment. The Rabbanu Shel Olam is right there with you at the time that you're doing a Chet. The problem is that we have Bechira. Bechira means that it's my choice to decide what I want to do. So I can't say, Rabbanu Shel Olam, you gave me a Koyach, and therefore it's your fault. It's my fault. If I went ahead and I threw my Koyach at Bechira, made the wrong choices, it's my fault and I have to do tshuva. Rav Tzadik's Megala, Barichas, again, it's a long, long shmooze. Rav Tzadik's Megala, that the ultimate shleimus of tshuva was that a person is able to get to the place of tshuva me'ahava, which we know the Gemara in Yuma says, when you do tshuva me'ahava, then zidonis nasek eschoyos, when you're able to be Megala, that the avera that you did was really Ratzon Hashem. That's what it means. Zidonis nasek eschoyos means that the avera itself became a mitzvah. What does it mean, a mitzvah? Rav Tzadik says, what's the difference between a mitzvah and an avera? An avera means it's not Ratzon Hashem. A mitzvah means it is Ratzon Hashem. If I go ahead and I do tshuva shleima, mamash tshuva me'ahava, in the real way, the Gemara says that what happens is my avera now became a mitzvah, which means that which was neged Ratzon Hashem now became Ratzon Hashem. Why? Because it's part of the process in making me to who I am. Part of the process of how I got to the place I am is because of all the failures that I had. Like the Meshulech brings up many, many times that the only way I can get to the place of completion is only by failing first. And in Melo, when I get to the place of the ultimate shlemus of tshuva, I'm able to be magala that what I did, b'shas I was doing in Avera, was really also Ratzon Hashem. That's again, it's a Gemara in Yuma. Come on, first a Gemara in Yuma. Rav Tzadik speaks this out by Richas, that a person is able to get to that. Rav Tzadik says that we know that Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva talks about the concept of Bechira and Yediyah. Right? That's where the Rambam asks the Kasha, the Stira, Bechira and Yediyah. He asks in Hilchos Tshuva, I think it's Perek Hey in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam asks the Stira. Rav Tzadik says that the Rambam is not leaving us. The Rambam leaves over the Kasha. And the Ravid says, how can you leave with the Kasha? Right? You don't leave over the Kasha. He says, it's not the Derech of Chachamim to ask a Kasha and to not give an answer. So Zok Rav Tzadik, Rambam's not leaving us with the Kasha. He's telling us there's two worlds to live in. The world that we live in on a day-to-day basis, on a moment-to-moment basis, is a world of Bechira. And 100% everything you do wrong, you have to take full responsibility for. However, Zok Rav Tzadik, when a Yid goes ahead and a Yid does Tshuva Shleima, he rises to the place of Yediyah. And in that place of Yediyah, everything that you did is Ratzon Hashem. Because in that place of Yediyah, everything was orchestrated by the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The only way you can get to that place of Yediyah is when a person does a Tshuva Shleima. And it needs to be a Tshuva Me'ahava, it needs to be 100% Tshuva. But once I go ahead and I do that Tshuva Shleima, I'm able to be Magala Lemafreya, that was really Ratzon Hashem. He calls it an Aveir L'Shma, but he's able to be Magala, that really was a Giloy, of that was really Ratzon Hashem. Again, it's a Gemara in Yuma. Rav Tzadik speaks this up by Richas, and we talk about this for many, many hours, explaining how Rav Tzadik, you know, is Mevar this many, many Mekamis and Chazal, but this is the Giloy of what really takes place, right? It's sort of what happened by Yehuda and Tamar. What happened by Yehuda and Tamar? The Maisa itself is a terrible Maisa, right? In terms of the world of Bechira, Yehuda made a terrible mistake, right? He made a terrible, terrible mistake. There's no way around discussing what the mistake was. That's Mefarshin the Torah. Yehuda made a mistake. He thought she was a Zayna. And what happened? Then Yehuda goes ahead and Yehuda's Maida. And Yehuda says, Sotkim Yemeni. Yehuda goes ahead and does full tshuva. And he had no reason that he had to do tshuva. He could have taken Tamar and thrown her in the fire. Nobody would have known the secret. She wasn't revealing the secret to anybody. He could have thrown her in the fire and nobody would have known better. Yehuda decided that he wanted to do tshuva mehava, not tshuva meyir. There was no reason to be afraid. But he was not afraid of anything. No one's going to know about the secret. The secret was going to go with her to the grave. But Yehuda decided, Sotkim Yemeni. Zach Chazal. What happened when Yehuda said Sotkim Yemeni? The Rabban Hashem said, Mimeni Yotze Kfushim. Rabban Hashem said, I made this happen. It's all part of my plan for Mashiach ben David to come out of this relationship of Yehuda and Tamar. It's all part of my plan. Sotkim Mimeni, Abasko came in and said, Mimeni Yotze Kfushim. Which means that once Yehuda went ahead and did a Tshuva Shlema, he was able to be Magala that which looked like it was the worst thing was really also Ratzon Hashem. Because he rose to the level of Tshuva Mehava, and in that place of Tshuva Mehava, you're holding in the Olam of Yediyah, and in that world of Yediyah, everything is Ratzon Hashem. There's no such thing as something, it's not Ratzon Hashem. Because it's not living in the world of Bechira. That's what Tzadik's Chiddush. Again, very, very Bekitzer. And we could be marach on this for a long time, maybe another time. But that's what Tzadik's Chiddush, very Bekitzer, that the Avoida of real Tshuva Me'ahava is a Gila the Mafreya on that world which is called Tzadkim Yemeni, Bechina Mashiach Ben David. The Gemara says, Kol Misha Emer David Melechaita, Ein El Atayah. Right? You can't say David Melech did an Avera. But he did do an Avera. Right? It's clear. I'm saying, Hari did an Avera. The Gemara is whitewashing what he did. It's not. Pshat is that once a person does tshuva shleima, it's magala lemafreya, to such a starka way that lemafreya, it's able to be mavar that was taka ratzon Hashem and that was taka a mitzvah. I'm able to make the avera into mamash a mitzvah. Right? Tzadik says something fascinating. I spoke this out a few times before. Tzadik says that we find the Torah. I think over 50 times we find the Torah, the Isra of Aina and a Ger. You're not allowed to remind the Ger where he came from. Terrible. I think it's quoted the most. I think it's the mitzvah that's most in the Torah. I think is the mitzvah of not afflicting a ger, not reminding a ger where he came from. Chazal learned from there that you're also not allowed to remind a person who did tshuva where he was before he did tshuva, which means don't remind a person who's frying from or a person who was off the derech and came back on the derech. Don't remind him about his past. You're not allowed to do that. It's the same anaz devarim to remind a person about his past. So fractive tzaddik. So why does the Torah always talk about a ger? Why doesn't it talk about tshuva? If the isser is both on a ger and both on a tshuva, let the Torah talk about tshuva. Zakum tzaddik, a fascinating thing in the world of emes. If you do tshuva shleima, real tshuva shleima, and somebody reminds you about your previous averus, it won't bother you. Why? Because if I understand that my averus now became into mitzvahs, if I understand that they became ratzon Hashem because they were part of the journey that got me to where I am, I'm not embarrassed of what happened. I'm not embarrassed. If I care. This is part of my journey. And this is so much part of my journey that I recognize that itself became a mitzvah. So I'm not embarrassed of what took place in the past because I'm able to go ahead and make Zidonis Nasa Kaschuyas. I'm able to make it into Mamash and Mitzvah. So there's no Makam of an Astavar. Avada Chazal created that because they understood that not everyone's going to reach this ultimate level of tshuva where they're going to be able to get to that place that they won't be embarrassed at all about the things they've done in the past because they'll be able to get to that place of tshuva shlema. But Mitzvah the Emes, Terusha Mitzvah is the Emes, the way it is Kafia Emes, and that place of Emes is no Makam of this Bechal. I mean, there's no Makam to be embarrassed or ashamed of what a person's done because a person realizes that once I've done tshuva me'ahava, then it became a schus, it became a mitzvah, it became mamash ratzon Hashem. And Mamela of Tzadik's Megal, that in that world of tshuva, a person is able to get to the highest place. Could be this where Nachman's telling us over here, that the Shar Nun of tshuva is that world where the Rebbeinu Shem returns to us, which means when I go ahead and I'm mashlim the inyan of tshuva, not just that I do tshuva, I'm then able to be Megale. That baskal that came up by Yehuda. Tzadka mimeni, mimeni yatzak fushim. That if a yid goes ahead and does the 49 levels of tshuva, a yid puts in his full avoid of tshuva, then ki'ilu, kaviyachad, the Rabban Hashem also does tshuva. The Rabban Hashem says, it was me. I made it happen. And memela, it was ratzon Hashem. Because when you go ahead and do tshuva me'ahava, when you do a proper level of tshuva, it's that shar nun of kedusha, which is that place of the chidush of nefesh, the most pure part of the neshama, which never wanted to do an avera, like the Gemara in Saita says, "Einad mechaita alam kenichnas beruach shtos." And memela, able to be magal that lima freya, it was all ratzon Hashem. And memela, what Nachman's telling us is that in that makam of shleimas, that makam of Mashiach, you're able to be magala that everything was really ratzon Hashem. So this 49 levels, he says, 49 levels that a person could be masig. The sharach hamishim is the tshuva. Kaviyachal, the Rabban Hashem himself, the tshuva, shuva elai. Rabban Hashem says, "Vashuva aleichem." If you do real tshuva me'ahava, I'll show lemafreya how that was exactly what it was meant to be. How tzad can be many yatzik fushim. That the story with Light and his daughters, the story with David and Melech and Hashem, the story with Boaz and Rus, the story with Yehuda and Tamar, all these stories of many yatzik fushim, all these stories are part of the building of Mashiach ben David. That gilev, what's going to take place in Mashiach? That's the shar nun that the Rabban Hashem is mashlim, and it's kaviyachal the Rabban Hashem shuva. So in that place of tshuva shleima, which what Pinchas Karetz was saying, it's a shamnu. Because in that place, I'm saying Rabban Hashem, it was you. If I can get to the place of real tshuva, that place of yediyah, be able to say, Rabban Hashem, it wasn't just me. is Yediyah. You were running the world. I wasn't running the world. You were running the world. And if you ran the world, and Akarchach, at the moment that it happened, like he says, Dem Shaloi Nasan Lanu Kayach Rishos, Loi Hayinu Yechayin Lechtoya. Rabbanishim, if you would have not given us the Kayach, we would have not been able to do an Avera. The Shar Nun of Tshuva is a Gilui, the highest level of Tshuva. And that's why it's a very deep level. Could be, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't reach this because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't on a level of Baal Tshuva. Right? It's a level of Baal Tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik. You have to get to this level of being able to reach the Shar Nun. It's this level of Tshuva may have where a person is able to be Megal Lema Freya. That all my various mamash mitzvahs, all my various, everything that happened in the past was really Ratzon Hashem. But you can rise to the place of Yediyah, rise to the place, and it takes a tremendous amount of bittul. Tzaddik talks about how much bittul a person needs to rise to this place. You need total bittul to get to this place of Yediyah. But the shleimus of tshuva, Reb Nachman's telling us, is that Shar Nun. That Shar Nun, I'm able to be Magala, that what ultimately is supposed to happen is that ultimate place where everything's perfect, where everything that happened in the past was exactly the way it was meant to be. And Mela, in that place of the Shar Nun, be able to be Magala exactly what my Averis really were, and my Averis were really mitzvahs. Could be, maybe that's Reb Nachman saying, Shuva Elai, Vashuva Aleichem. We do Tshuva, but the Shlemis of our Tshuva is Vashuva Aleichem. And the Baruch Hashem says, Asham Nu. That Tzadka Mimeni, Mimeni Yatzak Fushim. It will be Masha Mitzvah Hashem next week. It could be that's Bederech Efshim, what Reb Nachman saying over here with this Shar Nun of this Indian of Tshuva.